Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the purpose, and the destiny that God has already preordained for our life. In this 15-minute segment, you're going to be encouraged, empowered in your walk of faith, in the process of your faith, in the Word of God and the will of God. This walk that we're talking about is a walk where we're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor. We are learning more about God, learning about His will, learning how to go through that there place, that Abraham place that God calls us to. And as we trust God, He makes us, He transforms us, He calls us to Him. We've been studying in the book of Proverbs, going back to the book of Proverbs to study some more, grab some more nuggets. It is in the book that we find out that this book of wisdom is the book that God downloaded into the mind of Solomon, and it's for skill, how to act in every situation, how to win with wisdom, with basically. And in our lives, you know, we have not always won. So the proper manage our actions, our words, our attitudes. We didn't know how to behave the right way. So this book is teaching us how to win in all areas of our life, even financially, relationally, spiritually, and corporate matters, in the community, church, no matter what it is. So we're going back and we're going to talk about a little bit about the sins of the mind. There are seven specific sins that deal in the book of Proverbs about sins of the mind, that negative speaking, that negative mindset, that hardened or blind or corrupt or debased thought patterns. So we're going to deal with that mental attitudes of sin. We're going to talk about that. And these mental attitudes of sin are talking about bitterness, anger, jealousy, wrath, behavior patterns that are not good, habits and ways of thinking that keep us in a locked pattern that is not healthy or not whole and not positive on how we see people, how we see things, how we handle problems. So God wants to deal with us because these things affect us inwardly. They affect our conduct. They can also produce misery. They can hinder us from going forth in certain areas, cause not to be able to grasp what God is telling us or walk with Him in the way that we need to. We cannot operate in the Word of God, basically practicing mental attitudes that are sinful or that are not good. Proverbs 24:17-18 says, "Do not gloat when your enemies fall. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him." See, these are things that, you know, we might not say, but things that we do. We're happy when someone we don't like doesn't have success or something happens in their life or God deals with them. And the Lord is saying, these are the mental attitudes that you've got to check. These are the things that you've got to work on. And all of us have places in our life that we have to allow God to work. Some things are hidden, some things are openly shown, but we need to ask God to work on these things. And as we submit, apply the word of wisdom, apply the word of God, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us, talk to us, show us in the word and align and begin to practice those godly habits. Days becomes a habit. So we want to practice until those things become thinking godly, walking in wisdom is a habit. Okay. So the scripture warns of vindication on another and having a vindicated mindset or a glad mindset when someone gets into trouble or God deals with them. We're not to rejoice over their downfall because it would hinder us from allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our life, and we don't want that. Proverbs 15:13 says that by that by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. And this is basically referring to grief and pain and bringing someone under submission to God into a place where they're allowing now God to deal with them, even if it's through the sorrow or the grief that they are facing. So we want to make sure that we grow spiritually and we allow our thoughts, not just our spirit, but our thoughts, our actions, our deeds, our words to always also shift to that place of maturity and growth, that we grow in every aspect, our thinking. Have you ever seen someone that their physical body grows, but their mental capacity, their attitudes, their behaviors, their conducts are still childish? We don't want to be spiritually moving in a direction, hearing the word, but mentally and emotionally, relationally, still behind schedule. We want everything at the same pace, in the same direction, growing, moving, maturing, developing. So we want to make sure that cannot bear fruit in our lives because it is blocked by self-pity, bitterness, jealousy, anger, unforgiveness, envy, all of these things. So it's blocked when we don't have the right thoughts. So the whole issue of success in the Christian life can be won or lost in the area of the mind, our mental attitudes. So we have to change our mental attitudes that are not healthy, that are not godly, that are not righteous. Mental attitudes of sin have basically broken the pattern. You have to break the pattern of behavior, of conduct. And God can help us overcome these things if we yield to Him. Like I said before, our relationship with the Lord, with His will and His word, is going to help us if we submit. And we have to submit. Proverbs 15:13, let's say, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but the sorrow of a heart, the spirit is broken. But by the sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. And as we marry, joyful, Christ in our heart is centered and looks like God, the thought of God, the mind of God, character, the word, the will of God. And so it is through Christ that God basically provides a new mental attitude for every believer. And when we allow Him to do this and we submit, that mental attitude grows and grows and grows as we renew our mind with the word, as we take in that word, as we're led by the Spirit, as we walk by faith and obey. As we do all these things, we're being changed line upon line, precept upon precept. We are being changed. We are commanding a new way of thinking, a new way of life, a new way of acting, reacting, new attitude. We're commanding everything in our life to now align with what God is saying in His word, and that's what we want. The real us, the real way of thinking, that character, that mental attitude, all of these things are through the word of God, as I said before. The right mental attitude produces an inner completion. It produces love and worship and forgiveness and all of these things that God is telling us is ours. We don't have time to really get into it, but tomorrow we're going to talk about walking again and applying the word and with the right mindset and understanding the word of God and inclining our ear to the word of God. So we're going to do that again tomorrow and just get further and further into looking at how we think and the way that we think is not godly. Thoughts that we have and attitudes and actions and deeds. So we want to make sure that everything in our life really moves in the direction of the will of God. Sometimes our own thinking, we could have faith, but our thinking will not be in the right place. God mentally matured or taking control of that mental thought life so that He can be glorified. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a blessed day. We'll be back tomorrow.